This week, and by the way, if you haven't seen the setup, it looks absolutely amazing. It is done at Nelson Mandela Square.
Nelson Mandela Square.
Yeah, at Nelson Mandela Square. It is the Joburg Film Festival this week.
Yay! Ugh, I was supposed to go, and then I decided to decline. I don't know why, but...
You're going to hate yourself for that?
I hate myself for that, but hey, I had a very busy week this week.
Yeah, there's quite a few films to look forward to, some that have done well in the Durban Movie Festival. And some that will be premiering in Sterkinekor's countrywide. I, for one, am always a huge fan of these because these type of film festivals always bring out either interesting documentaries. And I feel like this is where Netflix bridged the gap.
Yeah, true.
Because before, once a year, you'd have to go to these festivals, check out some of these great movies. Mm. Like, for example, Searching for Sugar Man is a it's a biopic or a story about a musician who was had a very big influence in South Africa during the apartheid times, but had virtually zero impact in the US market.
Yeah.
And for years, people enjoyed his music, and there was rumors that he had died, that something had happened to him. And then eventually he was discovered in the 90s that these guys had gone searching for him and discovered, and they said, snap, he's actually alive. And they brought him to South Africa, and he frequents South Africa ever so often for a couple of performances, and I mean, sellout crowds.
Yeah, it's such stories that are riveting and sort of, you know, African based.
Yeah, because and we don't see them, and we don't get to see them in the mainstream market unless they're done at these sort of film festivals. And that's where Netflix comes in, and Netflix gives us these awesome documentaries.
They do.
For example, What the Health is one that we've been watching.
Yes.
There's Hyperdrive, which is another sort of like mini docuseries about drivers. And there's always this interesting stuff that you can pick up along the way.
A lot.
And you don't have to wait necessarily for a movie festival to come out. Once you've got a Netflix deal, then you've kind of done it. But still, I would say check out the Joburg Film Festival. Just the setup. I mean, my friend Sol Panduka was showing pictures of what the setup looks like. And it is absolutely amazing. It is done in the middle of the square. It's almost got this like clear covering on it. It's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, it's breathtaking to say the least. I mean, I think by now we are sort of doing the most, you know. For example, that series called Trekkers.
Yes.
It's quite shot beautifully, you know. I just hope more and more South African films and series are shot in that manner, whereby there is also a marketing budget to it. You know, there's a whole lot of marketing that has been done for example, Trekkers, you know.
Yeah.
So let's just hope we get to that level, even with, you know, series on SABC. Hopefully, we'll get there sooner than later.
No, of course. Look, we're on day 3, and there's plenty of movies to check out. There's a whole list on their website. You can check up joburgfilmfestival.co.za and find all the relevant details for what you're looking for and what you can expect.
Yes.
So do the right thing. Support the local industry, because we need you more than you know.